For today's exercise, please find a spot outside that's particularly interesting to you. Make sure to dress appropriately so that you can comfortably spend the next few minutes here. And selecting a spot that's completely safe so you can really release into this exercise and let go of some of the hypervigilance of the day. Settling in, sitting comfortably with the feet planted on the earth, breathing it in and just relaxing into the pleasure of the present moment. For the next 5 minutes or so, there is nothing to do, nowhere to be, and no demands on your time. And just allowing yourself to repace, starting to pay attention to the rhythms of nature. Perhaps noticing the breeze and how it might be moving some of the plants around you. And how it might be subtly moving you. Noticing the sky, and if there are clouds, watching how they move. If you're able to, listening for the soft sounds of the natural world and allowing your attention to focus there so that any man-made sounds other than my voice move to the background. And simply noticing the aspects of the natural world that call your attention right now. Breathing, connecting with nature's time. This is your home. Welcome home. If you've got the opportunity today, taking off shoes and socks and letting your bare feet connect with the earth. If you're not in a setting that allows for that today, then laying a palm or both palms of the hands on the earth and feeling what that feels like. letting your eyes gently close or keeping them open with a very soft inward gaze. Comfortably breathing. I'd like to end today's exercise with a poem by Mary Oliver called Wild Geese. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese high in the clean blue air are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over, announcing your place in the family of things.